All right. Today we have a special guest. this is pretty much, we're going to call it a douchebag edition. Because the other day, she had emailed me and she called Chuck Klosterman a douchebag. And I kind of said that he wasn't a douchebag, but I wasn't sure. Because I have a totally different definition of a douchebag. So,
okay, so tell me your definition of a douchebag.
Here's what I think a douchebag is. I think a douchebag, like, he's kind of like an extension of the frat guy. You know, like, from back in college. Like, he kind of, like, Chuck Klosterman is, like, too nerdy to be a douchebag. He could be really rude, and he might be sort of, I mean, like, I feel like to be a douchebag, you have to have some pull with the ladies.
Oh,
I mean, that's
okay.
What
we have
I think.
So we have different definitions of douchebag. I think there are douchebag subgenres.
Okay.
So there's, like, the bro douchebag, which is the kind of douchebag you're talking about. Who's, like, a fraternity douchebag.
Yeah.
But Klosterman has really opened his own genre of douchebag because he's the intellectual douchebag.
Intellectual douchebag.
He's an intellectual douchebag. You want to admire him for his brain, but at the same time, he does things that are just douchey.
Like what?
Like the way he treats women or writes about them.
How did he write about them?
He writes about them as functions of himself.
Oh.
Which, I realize that could be opening up the category of douchebag to encompass all men.
Yeah.
But I just think he's opened up his own genre of douchebag. That's how I see it.
What other subgenres are there?
Other subgenres of douchebag would include, well, I think the bro frat douchebag is the biggest one.
That's a big one for me.
I think that's like the 80% rule. But there's a 20% that we can't discount.
There's a subset.
There's a subset. I want to give you like a concrete.
Are women
example.
Attracted to the intellectual douchebag?
I'm not, but according to his book, three women, who of course he had to use pseudonyms, three women were attracted to him simultaneously.
So it works.
Apparently.
Because women are attracted to the bro douchebag.
Women are attracted to the bro douchebag. I think the intellectual douchebag is a little bit of a tougher sell, but the intellectual douchebag comes in from the friend angle. He's never, ever, ever going to get a woman straight at the bar.
So it's a strategy
ever.
I should use.
Can we? So he's never going to get a girl at the bar, and I think that's what bothers me so much. What's so funny?
Wait, keep on going. What bothers you?
Well, that's what bothers me, is like, usually douchebags have the entitlement of being attractive to the opposite sex.
Right.
But it's almost like he's kind of doing the if I'm a jerk, the women will come thing.
Okay.
But it doesn't really work the same way. Have you looked at his other photo?
No, I know what he looks like. I've seen him on TV.
Yeah.
He's also surprisingly tall.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
And I should put in the disclaimer, he's an amazing writer.
Okay.
Because otherwise I'd probably call him something else. But I think intellectual douchebag is kind of where I am with him right now.
What is the trash?
Like, he grates on me, and yet I'm compelled.
That's what
I'm saying. I think douchebags all have that quality.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think we should explore the kind of love-hate that you have with douchebags.
Douchebags have, there's a magnetic.
You've gone on dates with douchebags.
Who hasn't?
Well, I haven't.
You've gone, what's the girl equivalent of a douchebag? There's an equivalent.
That's a good question.
I think it's a bitch.
Oh, like the bitchy girl. Is that the equivalent of a douchebag?
Well, for the girl version.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
Okay. We'll come back to that later.
Okay.
Okay, so what is it that actually attracts you to, like, these douchebags? Because it's confidence. They're confident.
Confidence is absolutely attractive. But I, for one, I'm not generally attracted to douchebags. Mm-hmm. I'm attracted to men who I think have a douchebaggy side that they will not show to me, they show to other people.
Oh.
Like, when you feel like you're the exception to the rule, and I've had a lot of that.
Oh.
Guys who are just kind of asses with everyone else, but then they treat you so well, so you feel special.
So if your friends are like, yo, he's a douchebag, but you're like, oh, but he's nice to me.
Exactly.
You're like, that's fine.
It's not that it's fine, but deep inside, you feel a little bit special. Like, you were chosen.
Oh.
You were the chosen exception to their normal behavior. Makes you feel that you've broken through to them, and that's just a girl thing to feel like.
So this is kind of like the same thing with, like, the kind of, like, really mean, tough, unemotional guy.
Totally.
Who just turns into a teddy bear behind the scenes.
Totally.
That's all it is?
Well, yeah.
Basically, all you're telling me is that as long as he does something to other people, it could be good or bad, but as long as he does good things to you, it's okay.
Caveat, he can't do it to people you really care about.
Oh.
But, like, if he makes a douchebaggy comment about someone else, you'll kind of laugh. But not if it's your best friend. See?
Right.
We're skating on thin ice.
That's pretty thin ice.
But the thing, what I find amazing about the cultural phenomenon of douchebags, if I can make it broader for a second, is we're just fascinated. Like, we know John and Kate plus eight.
Yeah.
He's a douchebag. He even wears douchebag brands.
Well.
Right?
Wait, were you with us when we were talking about douchebag brands?
Yeah.
Right.
There's a list.
Right, right.
And it's part of, like, the douchebag getup, you know, to own, like, an Ed Hardy shirt.
Right.
I would even put Affliction in there. I'm sorry.
What does the intellectual douchebag wear?
That's the thing, is the intellectual douchebag could never pull off the douchebag brands.
Well, right.
It's like the intellectual douchebag would get the scraps of the alpha douchebag. But the intellectual douchebag, it's like he's not just a nerd, because nerds have like a nicer side to them. The intellectual douchebag has like an edge to him.
So fundamentally speaking, you'd rather, I mean, not you personally, but do you think the intellectual douchebag gets more girls than the intellectual nerd?
No.
No. Okay.
Ah, maybe.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of intellectual nerds who are very popular.
I'm trying to think of other examples. Nerds have a softer, more appealing side. I think the intellectual douchebag has, you know, like, issues with women and da-da-da-da-da.
Oh.
But the intellectual douchebag could probably, like, talk about it and spin it in a way that he would find no blame for himself.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, but he doesn't wear anything that we could identify with. Can you think of somebody else besides
Chuck? He probably wears plaid. I see a lot of plaid on the intellectual douchebag.
I need another example. Do you have one?
Of another person who's an intellectual douchebag?
Who's like him, yeah. Either somebody, like, famous or somebody you could describe. Because I like Chuck.
Why do you like him? Do you see, I mean, is there anything about him you don't like?
Here's what I think about Chuck. I think that he's sort of an underdog and that women don't like him. So he's come through and fought the system and women like him now because he's smart and intelligent.
Here's the question. Do women like him?
Well, apparently, in your book, yes.
Well, in my book, it's very one-sided. It's him talking and driving and thinking about these three different women.
Oh.
But we don't really see them. I've never seen a man give a woman an ultimatum. And there was an ultimatum in those first few chapters.
Ultimatum about what?
Like, my way or the highway. Like, you're with me or you're against me. I thought that was shit girls just did. And I was like, no, wow. Chuck.
Maybe that only works when you're famous. Was he famous by then?
Not really. I mean, he's a writer for a magazine.
Oh, that's true.
Not to diss on writers, but...
Oh, no, I understand. It's weird that he's not a musician, because I kind of like feel like there'd be musicians who do that. Like, musician douchebags.
I know a musician douchebag. I totally know a musician douchebag.
You do, like, by name?
I do by name, and I don't want to give the name.
Okay, I don't want to hear the name.
The douchebag is such a douchebag that Klosterman writes about him in his book and doesn't use his name. And just describes him as the front man for a certain band. But he names the band, but doesn't name the front man.
Okay, so there are lots of other subsets.
This is another intellectual douchebag. Totally the intellectual douchebag. Can we conference call my sister in?
I gotta figure out how to work Skype on this thing. Your sister knows him? Knows him?
Yes.
Knows the douchebag?
Knows the musician douchebag.
Oh, we need to have Susie in on these, actually.
I thought we weren't giving away names.
Right.
Okay. So, the musical douchebag, here's the thing. Again, the musical douchebag, I like that. That has a ring to it. He wasn't like a Dave Matthews, like, that all the girls are crying. He was like, again, opening act, B-list, kind of indie, but acted like a douchebag despite not having the street cred to be a douchebag.
Now, even though we're not going to be talking about names.
Sure.
Do you think we know anybody who's a douchebag?
Among our friends?
Among our friends.
No.
But who's the most promise?
The most promise among our friends to be a douchebag?
Give me some, like, initials, perhaps.
To be what kind of douchebag?
Any kind of douchebag.
Shoot. I don't think we do.
Are you sure?
I feel like, do you have a suggestion?
No, but I mean, you can be... We don't. So basically, nobody wants to be friends with douchebags, but you'll date them. I mean, not you.
Well, not... Somebody I'm over it. I went through a douchebag phase. But I think douchebag kind of... Douchebag is really the hilt of being a jerk. You know? Like, that's when... It's like when you've accomplished it and you've earned a title. You're not just being kind of a jerky guy, confused.
I feel like before the term douchebag was used a lot, like 3 years ago, people just called these people... They just said they're full of themselves. I mean, is that accurate? are these the same sorts of people, or he's annoying, or
well, I think the whole thing
is pompous. I'm not pompous. Just like he's full of himself. He talks about himself all the time. He's disparaging. Kind of has like an attitude. Like, we didn't have a term douchebag until very recently.
Right. What gave birth to the term? Maybe we can trace backwards.
Who was before John? Basically, I don't know.
Because that's really when it became big.
That's when it became big. That's a good point, actually.
I wonder if he should trademark it.
Yes. Immediately.
But back to our friends, I really don't see... I don't think we have one in our group.
And that's probably good.
It is probably... But it kind of makes you wish we had one so that we could psychoanalyze them.
I mean, I met somebody at your birthday party who I feel like is almost there.
Does his initial involve a G?
Perhaps, yeah. So, like, I'm kind of curious. I mean, I can't even tell. That's why I'm almost curious to find out more. Because I don't have an exposure to these people.
You're going to investigate his douchebaggery?
Yes. And I kind of want to know. And I feel like he's actually very good looking. So I feel like he might not fit into the intellectual
category. Not the intellectual one.
But from what I've heard and observed and personally experienced, I feel like there could be something. But maybe that's just a little bit air of pretentiousness.
Yeah, I think he'd be straight line D-bag.
Okay.
But...
Like, I don't know other douchebags. I don't hang out with them.
Right. I mean, the intellectual douchebag is, it's a unique species. I think that, you know, it may be that it's becoming extinct. Maybe it's too hard. Maybe it's a dying breed. Maybe that's why I noticed him.
Maybe you could give me, like, some tips on how, if I wanted to become an intellectual douchebag, I could.
Absolutely.
Okay, so you're going to give me some tips on how, not just me, everyone.
All my listeners out there.
I mean,
all four of you, listen up.
You, listen up, yeah. I mean, give some general tips and then maybe you could tailor some specific suggestions just for me.
Sure.
Okay.
I think general tip is, first of all, you've got to have a body of knowledge that you are extremely well-versed in, okay? You got to know this thing inside and out. And then you have to proceed to interject it into conversations, whether or not it is asked of you, and then to push your knowledge onto the person and drop, you know, side notes and references in a way that you are obviously trying to make them feel undereducated in said subject. Whether or not they asked in the first place, whether or not
they
give a
shit. Does it have to be an impressive topic?
No, absolutely not.
Really?
Absolutely not.
Oh, okay.
As I'm telling you this, I'm realizing I might be a female version of the intellectual douchebag. Because I'll be like, what? You didn't know that Janet Jackson and Nell DeBarge were married? What? And nobody cares. But it's the tone I say it in that I might be the FID, the female FID. Intellectual douchebag.
What's funny is I was just talking to somebody because one of our mutual friends is trying to get me back into hip-hop. And the way he talks about it, he drops the first name of the rapper. So instead of saying Snoop Dogg, he's like Calvin. Or, like, whatever. So, like, he's dropping it in this way that's like, oh, yeah, you know, he's a real crate digger. And he drops the first name, and I had to, like, go through the motions and think about, who's he talking about?
Wow, that's so annoying.
Well, it's not annoying because, A, it's kind of like you're in the club if you know what I'm talking about. And, B, yeah, he's trying to show you that I know more than you. Like, does that count?
No, it makes you sound like a pretentious, like, master's student. I mean, well, does it count for being an intellectual douchebag?
Yeah.
Absolument.
Right? N'est-ce pas?
That's just another example.
Okay.
People, you know what I mean? Intellectual douchebag goes to the French restaurant and orders with a super French accent when the waitress is American. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Oh.
That's intellectual douchebag. It's just different versions. Now, you may not have noticed the Chuck stuff, because he writes about sports and he writes about music, both of which interest us.
Right.
But once in a while, he'll write about an angle of music that I don't really care about, and that's when I suddenly notice it.
Oh. Because it's funny when you know.
When he's writing about, like, Val Kilmer or Britney Spears, then I'm fascinated. But then when he starts writing about something that I just really don't give a shit about, and he goes on and on and on, and, you know.
Does the intellectual douchebag ask the other person a lot of questions?
Not necessarily. I'd like to give you an example. Chuck pulls into a Cracker Barrel.
Okay.
And he has this young waitress, and She asks him what he's doing in town, and he says, well, I'm here writing, you know, following the trail of death and rock and roll. And she begins to discuss basically the freaking meaning of life with him. Mm-hmm. But she is so intellectual that he admits in the book that it surprised him. And that's, to me, a token of intellectual douchebaggery. Because the average person would have those thoughts but keep it to themselves.
Right.
So I don't actually see him as being a better person for saying, wow, I really didn't expect a waitress so in a nice small town to be intellectual. It's nice in that it gave me a firm commitment to his douchebaggery.
Okay. So what other tips are there? I mean, this is obviously the most important one.
So the most, I would say that's really the key one. Well, for intellectual douchebaggery. I mean, for regular douchebaggery, it's just the mannerisms, and it's largely the clothing. I think a douchebag can really hide in sheep's clothing if they were not to support Ed Hardy.
So what should I do? Like, I should just get really good in one topic, maybe two, and just start throwing.
I think you already have this knowledge base. Like, I think you could use it with books, for example.
I could use it with books.
But you have to find a way, John, I need you to be committed, to talk down to people. Because that is what it's about.
I'm a good listener. Is that a problem?
It is going to be a huge problem.
It's
going to
be a big problem.
It's something you can really work on.
It's a big setback for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think being a listener, it's probably what's kept you from achieving this particular goal.
Do you think I could get more women by talking down to them?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I'm in.
I want to do like a social experiment where we like put a wire on you and like have you go to a bar and talk to them, like, oh, tell me about you. And they're going to, you know, be like, oh.
And they'll like, yeah.
But
I like that
when
asshole.
You just talk about yourself, it makes them think you're not interested in them. And then that makes them, it depends on the woman. You have
right.
to pick an insecure target, but that's part of the douchebag MO.
But I mean, you'll turn off, let's say 50%, but the other 50% will kind
of
love you.
Do you think 50% of women are confident?
80%. Off the record.
Zero. Off the record.
On the record, 50.
You're never using my name in association.
Never,
with
of course. Okay, so all I need to do is just talk down to people.
I think talking down to people is part of it, but it's really, it would help if you became aware of a certain area, you know, again, certain body of knowledge that nobody cares about. I just thought of another example of an intellectual douchebag who grates on my nerves.
Who?
Ross from Friends. No one gives a shit about paleontology.
He's not a douchebag.
He's an intellectual douchebag.
He's just quirky.
He walks the line.
And he's socially awkward.
He walks the line.
Wow.
He totally walks the line.
I find him kind of endearing.
You also find Chuck Klosterman endearing.
Clearly.
You're wearing intellectual douchebag colored glasses.
Somewhere deep inside, I'm like, these are my people.
Well, that's Ross. I just right now figured out why I can't stand him. He's the character I can't stand. Because it's like, you're a nerd, but he doesn't understand he's a nerd within the context of the show. He doesn't fully get it.
Do you think Seinfeld is an intellectual douchebag?
Seinfeld?
Yes.
Is an intellectual douchebag.
That's why you don't like the show.
That's exactly it.
Okay.
That is exactly it.
What a revelation. Oh, so you don't like...
Seinfeld is an intellectual douchebag, by
he
the
totally
way.
Is.
There is a chapter about it in the Kathy Griffin biography.
Oh, which we'll be reading for next weekend.
Yes.
Wow. So you have an amazing intellectual douchebag radar.
I like to think it's finely tuned.
Not as useful as my gaydar for your emails, but equally useful for other things.
I mean, well, that would be another podcast for another day,
right.
Is the what metrosexuals have done to the gaydar phenomenon. I think they've thrown everything off.
But your intellectual douchebag dar is very good.
I just think it's like a sensor. It's like a litmus test. Put them in front of me, and it's like, I like them or I don't, but if they're an intellectual douchebag,
wow,
not
okay.
into it. I'm thinking of more and more as we talk.
Do you have a quick list of people?
Well, not without offending people we know.
Oh, so now we do know people.
Not among our friends, but I think book club might have had a couple borderline,
really?
A little bit.
Who?
A little bit.
Can we use... Well...
We can't use it.
We'll talk off the record.
Okay,
well, we'll wrap this up. Do you have any closing thoughts?
No, I just...
No.
I would like to say douchebag free in 93.
Thank you.